Hello?
Hello, good evening, Teacher
Good
Benny.
evening. Thank you. Now, T Ray, sound check. How's the audio? Is my voice okay?
Okay.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. I'm sorry. I'm actually I'm feeling very right now I'm feeling a little hectic just because, right before the class, I was trying to catch up monitoring the real-time news. And South Korea. Do you guys know what's happening in South Korea?
I know. Anyone going fighting? No.
I'm sure, yes.
Yes, the president say, I don't know how to say in English, the North Korea want to fight the South Korea. So the South Korea president say we had a law to control the people
Okay.
can say something or do.
Okay, good. Yes. We call that martial law.
Yeah, oh,
Martial law.
mushroom.
There you go. Like Taiwan. When KMT, when Kuomintang came to Taiwan, they also imposed martial law, and it wasn't lifted until 1987. So yeah, but I don't think it's because of North Korea. It has something to do with its internal government, the opposition force. But I think they are trying to block it. Now, I'm sorry because right before the class, I was just, trying to read up everything on BBC because BBC, a lot of the major news outlets, like different channels outlets, they are all, reporting this news, this incident. But BBC is having like live updates of every minute. Like, for example, this one just came out and I really want to read this. So police bosses block entrance to parliament, their government, and a local media reports. So it's giving the real-time updates. But I'm sorry. Here we are. We have a class to go. So I just really want to, read the news. You know what? I'm sorry. How about I will go to T first and then, back to you. Right. Now, T, how are you?
I
Good.
feel a little bit tired because I just finished my work.
Okay, what time did you finish work? What time?
10 o'clock
Okay, cool.
p.m.
So I guess you just got home. Maybe you didn't even have time to, take a shower or. So I guess you didn't have the chance to find out what happened or what's happening in South Korea. I guess you didn't have the chance. Okay, cool. Because this is big, this is major. I would say, if we were in the last century, this would be like, sure. But in the modern day, like, especially right now in 2024, for a democratic country, a free country, trying to declare martial law, Jian, it's a big deal. It's a very big deal. So, yeah. Oh, I cannot wait to find out more after the class. I'm sorry, T, do you usually work late or just tonight? Do you
Oh,
usually
pardon me.
work late? Hello, T, can you hear me?
I don't. Yeah, I don't, but I don't know what's.
Do you usually work late, like 10 p.m., finish work? Usually, do you usually work late?
If you meet me in internet, I just the day I just finished my work.
Okay, so you mean like Tuesday and Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay, sure, but is it okay? I think my question is, I kind of want to establish, I kind of want to know your work hour, if it makes sense. So is this a usual thing? Or maybe like, oh, I do this on Tuesday and Thursday only. Or, it happens pretty every night.
It's not depending because it depends the my work. We have two shifts, and one is early shift and one is evening shift. So if I work in evening shift, I will booking the class.
Okay, so I guess you work evening shift
Yeah.
twice a week.
It's not depending.
I'm sorry. Okay,
It's
tell
not
me more. Tell me more. Tell me more.
okay. Just my supervisor say, this week you do evening shift, and
Okay, so
in
you
in.
only okay, so you only find out your work schedule or which shift you have the week before.
Yeah, I don't just depend my supervisor depend
Okay,
decide me.
cool.
Yeah.
So I guess you know what you're trying to say here, or you know, this is what I know so far. Basically, your work has day and night shift or evening shift, and you only find out which shift you have the week before from your supervisor. And on the night you do have the evening shift, you will also schedule an online class. I guess
Yeah.
that's it. Well, there you go. See, it's a story in three sentences. Finito. That's it. So, yeah, cool. So maybe that's why. I guess it makes sense, you know, since you're already up, since you are already working late, you know, might as well take the time. You know, yeah, take the time and take one more class. There you go. Now, T, do you have any plans this week? What are you up to? So can you tell me about your plan this week? Do you have any plans?
This week, on Sunday, I will go to a sure my friend go to the I don't know how to say
Try simple English, or do you want some time to
my
think?
friend go to travel in Spain,
In Spain.
and she is Spanish, yeah, and
Spain, Spain.
she was sure to Spain, and she want to show to everybody Spain, how to go to Spain, and the science maybe good.
So the show is only for traveling to Spain, or you know, traveling in general, like you know, just all the information about traveling, or just Spain.
It's about the place, but I don't know how to say it. It in the Spanish. Spanish.
Okay, I get you. I guess you are talking about the country Spain.
Yeah.
Okay, stop saying Spanish. Spanish is the language. So okay. So
Spain.
your friend wants to travel to Spain, and then
And they want to show to everybody. So
I'm sorry,
she,
but who is they? Who is
who is
they? What do you mean they want to
and
show
she
everybody?
reserve she want she. She wants to share to everybody about the trip, and she book a restaurant, and everybody can go to the restaurant and listen and listen about her trip.
Okay, is this like a group thing, or just you and your friend, or your friend is like showing her trip to the whole room, like a room full of people. Like,
I'm not sure, but she shared
maybe, you know what? I'm sorry, I think it's the way you told it, kind of a little confusing, but I guess your friend just traveled back from Spain and she wants to talk about her, she wants to, maybe share, maybe, I'm sorry. Maybe we can say my friend just came back from Spain and she wants to catch up and talk about her trip. I guess that's what you're trying to say.
Yes,
Yeah, well
maybe.
then, can you say that? Say, my friend just traveled back from Spain.
My friend just traveled
Travel back
from
from.
Spain.
Back from.
Traveled back from Spain.
And she wants to catch up.
And she wants to catch up.
And talk about her trip.
And talk about her trip.
There you go. There you
Oh,
go. So, yeah.
I check the she go to the San Diego.
But San Diego is in America, not Spain.
No, it's Chao
San
Zhen Zhi Lu. I don't know how to San Diego. Yeah, Chao Zhen Zhi Lu 就是在西班牙那里。
okay, cool, sure. You know what? We can always Google. I don't think it's yeah, we can always Google. Okay, so San Diego is, yeah, San Diego, it's a name. I don't think, yeah. What does it do? What does
Is
it do? Can you try
San
simple
Diego,
English?
yeah. Just
Because
walk.
I'm very sure it's okay, you just walk. So I guess it's a, you know what? I
Yeah.
think it's a pilgrimage. I think it's some kind of pilgrimage in Spain. Okay, yeah. So it's called Camino de Santiago. So this is the event. So it's the Way of St. James. So yeah. So basically, you know what? T, you can try simple English. So basically they have like an event, a festival. And about the god, and you go there and walk to a place, maybe to, to see the god or to meditate with a lot of people. So yeah, so it's the event. So it's the event called I'm sorry, Camino de Santiago. So there you go. Or, oh, the Way
This
of St.
place.
James. There you go. I don't think it's a real place. It's more like a Saint. Okay, the place is called St. James. So the place is called St. James. And basically, you are trying to walk to the place. I would imagine this event is, to celebrate one of the saints. One of the saints named James. So there you go. Now here, let's talk about a simple, not simple, but like an English word. In English, we call people travel far for their religion. We call them pilgrim. So pilgrims are, it kind of depends on the context. Usually pilgrims with a capital P, with a bit, I'm sorry, with a big letter P, with a capital P. Usually it means, people who defected from the English church in the 16th, in the 15th, I'm sorry, in the 13th and four, I'm sorry, in the 14th and 15th century. So there will be if you have the pilgrims with a big P, capital P, we are talking about Protestants trying to break away from New English church. So yeah. But quick story. 那我们通常呢，如果 pilgrim 如果是大写的 P 呢， 会是指呢，当初为了要离开 a New English Church 英国新教，it's kind of like a derivative of Christianity。它是因为当时呢，哦，this is history。Do you guys, you know what? Let's talk about the history. Do you guys know who is George the Sixth? I'm sorry, George the Eighth. Do you? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think his name is George. Oh, wait, which George? George the Sixth. I'm sorry, George the Sixth. Oh, wait. I forgot. Wait, who is Queen Elizabeth's father? For some reason, I couldn't remember. Oh, George the Seventh. Oh, I'm sorry, not this one. I'm talking about Elizabeth the First. The First. Henry the Eighth. It's Henry. It's Henry. Oh, God, stupid me. Anywho, you know what? I will give you guys the short version, but as much de as many details as I could. Now, basically, you know, for the whole Europe, for the longest time, the whole Europe has been practicing Catholic. 那欧洲基本上大部分国家在历史上，you know, throughout the history, most countries. They have been practicing Catholic. 大部分都是天主教的国家。That's why they have the Pope. That's why they have the Pope in Vatican. But a long, long time ago, I think it was around, around the 15th and 16th century, there was a king called Henry the Eighth. By the way, he was the father of Queen Elizabeth the First. Not the second, but the first. So yeah, 那第一代的伊丽莎白女皇，his father was Henry the Eighth. Now, funny thing, in Catholic, you cannot get a divorce. Traditionally speaking, you cannot get a divorce. But Henry the Eighth wanted to divorce his first wife to marry Anne Boleyn. Anne Boleyn was the, you know. The mother of Queen Elizabeth I. So what he did, he reformed the church in England. So he broke away from Catholic Church and reformed the New English Church. 那因为呢，在天主教里面呢，是不可以离婚的。那因为这样的关系呢，Henry the Eighth 他想要跟老婆离婚，So he reformed the religion in the country and started the New English Church. 然后呢，就是把他们的国教改成比较偏基督教的，就可以离婚。Oh, by the way, so the guy, I'm sorry, the girl he remarried again, the second wife, Anne Boleyn, was again the mother of Queen Elizabeth. 那他那个时候第一任离婚结的第二任 Anne Boleyn。就是第一代伊丽莎白女皇的妈妈。Anywho, I think Henry the Eighth has six wives in total. I think has how many wives? I think it's like six. Yes, he has six wives. Yes, you know, a lot of them died tragically. No spoilers because this is history. 那不算暴雷，因为 you know this is part of history, so no spoilers. Queen Elizabeth's mother, Anne Boleyn, was beheaded, so they cut off her head. 那反而呢，伊丽莎白女皇一世的妈妈 Anne Boleyn 是第二任妻子啊。那时候 Henry the Eighth 又想要跟她离婚，然后找不到理由。他就把他砍掉，So yeah, so it was very dark time. So Anne Boleyn was actually beheaded. Now, anywho, so long story short, that's why ever since Henry the Eighth, and including Queen Elizabeth the First, the UK, England, they have been practicing New English Church. Now, the problem with the New English Church, They have a lot of the indulgences, meaning basically you can get away with a lot of things. Oh, excuse me. So yeah, 那自从他爸爸包括伊丽莎白女皇，他们就开始施行 New English Church，就跟欧洲的主流天主教不一样。And they have a lot of indulgences, meaning you can kind of do something shady. You don't need to follow everything through and through. 那他们开始呢，就是很多规定上，像你可以，for example, you can get a divorce. That's not something I would say at the time they would consider that being impure or immoral. It's not abide with the common sense of what's right or wrong. The common righteousness，那种包括像可以离婚，他们就觉得你当时是有点败坏道德。Anywho，so a group of another people，they decided to break away from New English Church，so they sail in Mayflower to go to the New World。那当时如果懂啊，或知道美国历史的，当初呢就是有一群清教徒。然后载了一艘船叫五月二号，跑到新大陆 （The New World），A.K.A. America，the America we have right now。然后呢，我们就叫那一批呢，清教徒叫 Pilgrims，because they wanted to break away from the New English Church。然后他们那个时候离开英国教the New English Church。就是为了想要创他们自己的 Protestant。So, in Taiwan, if you meet a lot of the Christians or in South Korea, because, for South Korea and Taiwan, we do take a lot of influences from America ever since after World War II. So, the majority of Christians you will meet, they are Protestant. 那因为第二次世界大战之后，台湾啊、南韩都有很多的日军，I'm sorry，美军，because we were kind of under the influence. So, oh, by the way, I don't know if you guys know this, but in Yangmingshan there was an American village. So, yeah, anywho，那所以在台湾、在南韩、在亚洲，基本上会遇到的。基督教都是美国的那个基督教，叫做 Protestant。We call that Protestant。This is the Protestant Church。是新教，基督教的一种。So this is the new Protestant。So there you go, there you go。Now, this is the capital P。所以我们如果 Pilgrim 呢是用 capital P 的话，是指这一群人。就是到美国创新教的这一群人，我们叫他 Pilgrims 清教徒。But when it's the lowercase p，可是如果你的 p 呢是小写的 p，Pilgrim，it means people who travel for their religion。So there you go。那小写的 p 呢，只是泛指呢为了宗教然后远行的人。You travel, you go to a place for a religion。Those people are pilgrim。那这个行为呢，我们就叫它 pilgrimage。Pilgrimage。So including 马祖，people travel to 镇南宫 in 彰化，for religion。像马祖绕境这种是为了宗教行为去到一个地方的活动，我们就会叫它 pilgrimage。So there you go. For example, we call this Mazu pilgrimage. How about Reiki? Let's say the word together. Can you say pilgrimage?
Pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage. There you go. Pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage.
There you go. So T, can you say my friend went to the pilgrimage in Spain?
My
My friend
friend went
went
to
to
the
the pilgrimage
pilgrimage
in Spain. In
from
Spain.
Spain,
In
in
Spain.
Spain.
There you go. And I guess this is
In
the one she went to, Camino de Santiago. So there you go. Cool. Thank you. Well, this is my first time hearing about this pilgrimage. Never heard of it. Never heard of it before. 都不知道他们有这个朝圣的 walking to a place thing. Never heard of it. So thank you.
Yeah.
You know what? After the lunch or dinner, Listen to your friend, get some story, and maybe next time we see each other, you can share with us, how it's like. Because yes, I'm sorry. Whoa,
At least sure.
whoa, whoa.
I
Okay,
was
thank you
sure.
for
Thank you.
that. Thank you. You know what? Enjoy your dinner with your friend. Enjoy your dinner with your friend. So there you go. So yeah, so today we learn a new word, pilgrimage. So there you go. It's a very useful word because it doesn't matter what religion it is. Basically, when you travel for religion or for a religious reason, it's called pilgrimage. So there you go. 那这个字体在介绍亚洲文化也很好用，因为基本上不管哪一个宗教，你只要是为了宗教去。做那个traveling 的活动都可以叫 pilgrimage. So there you go. Now, thank you, T. Good to see you. And I'm sorry, Ray, can I get back to you? How are you?
Nice.
You're fine. Okay, cool. And tell us, what do you have?
I am ready for Japan business trip.
Okay. Oh, when are you going again?
Tokyo and Hamamatsu.
Okay, cool. But I'm sorry, when are you going again?
The next week
Okay,
for
cool.
2 weeks.
For 2 weeks. So that means I'm not going to see you for the next 2 weeks. Good to know. Good to know. But oh, by the way, this is like a business trip or kind of like a business slash holiday, like kind of together.
In the first 10 days for business
Okay.
and the last
4 days.
3 or 4 days for the I just
Well,
take
for
around to
past.
see Japan, yeah.
Cool. So for the last 4 days, 3 to 4 days will be like a personal trip.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. And I guess you know what to do, what to expect for the first 10 days, meaning that they have given you the itinerary, where to go, what to do, what time, where, yada yada. You know the schedule now.
Yeah, but in fact, the schedule is only on the morning and afternoon. So
Okay.
yeah, after I work out, I will hang out everywhere.
Okay, nice. So I guess you have the evening to yourself. Nice. So for the first 10 days, even though they are for work, in the evening, after work, you have, I'm sorry, after work, you have the evening to yourself. Cool. And I guess the business part is staying in Tokyo.
Hamamatsu and Tokyo also.
Okay, cool.
Hamamatsu for the Japan company to see the item. I remember I told this time the 120, 1,020,000.
I'm sorry, come again.
1,020,000.
120,000 of what?
For item from the machine. I don't know how to cost this. One.
No, I think you are saying 120 million. So it's followed by six zeros. 6 zeros. So $120 million.
No.
What?
Too much. You can just 4-0.
Like this.
No, more one.
Okay, one more. Okay, cool.
Like this.
Well, then you are talking about, okay, can you say $1.2 million?
$1.2 million.
Cool. So 1.2 million dollars. There you go. Okay, cool. $1.2 million. NTD or USD?
NTD.
Okay, cool. For one machine. For one
Yeah,
machine.
but
Okay,
not
yeah.
one machine. The item from a machine.
Okay, so just like a part, a
Yeah, just a
component.
park.
Okay,
Yeah.
yeah. For so 1.2 million NTD for a
Yeah.
part or component.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I need to create a new machine, and this item is the main item,
Okay, yeah,
the
it's
most
a
important
yeah.
item
Yeah.
in our machine.
Yeah, there
So
you
I
go.
go to Japan to see this item.
Well, there you go. So
Yeah.
you need to, kind of check it in person. So
Yeah.
yeah. Now, if you want to, you can call it integral.
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 Integral. In English, when we say something is integral, it means it's very necessary. It's
Oh.
very important to complete something.
Yeah.
It's very essential. So
Essential. So I can call this is the intentional item
yeah,
for the machine.
sure.
Okay.
So essential, integral, crucial, important, they are all the same.
Oh.
So integral,
Integral.
essential, and crucial,
Crucial.
and important, important, they are all the same. They are synonyms. So crucial, integral, essential, important, they are all the same. But I would say though, if you want to say something is not just being important, but it's also very necessary, you can say integral.
Integral.
Yeah, so it's integral, it means you cannot do it without this. So
Oh.
yeah. So it just means like it's very important, essential, and it's also very basic at the same time, it's necessary.
Oh.
So yeah, there you go. Cool. Now, what else about your trip? Maybe do you know what you want to do in the evening or for the last 3, 4 days?
I want to eat. Last time I saw it, I want to eat the, you say,
Pops.
mung and pox. Yeah, mung and pox store.
Okay, yeah. So you want to go to like a mom and pops
Yeah.
in Japan. Yeah.
Yeah.
So in English, when we say a shop, like a mom and pop shop, it just means it's a small store. It's not like McDonald's. You can find one McDonald's in every major city, but mom and pops is like they only have the one location.
Yeah.
So, you have the mom and pops restaurants, you have the mom and pop stores, like a small shop. So
Yeah.
there you go. Nice.
I
Well,
plan
they
to just a random. Maybe I go to somewhere and just random walking on the street and see the mom and pop store just into it.
Okay, cool.
And into it and say, Osusume. And out and eat the different food, right? Yeah.
Okay, cool. So
Yeah.
I guess you would just, you don't want to, make plans for it. You
Yeah.
would just be walking down the street and then take your chance. If you see the one you like, you would just walk in and ask. Cool. But I don't know what's the Japanese of, asking, table for one. I don't know. So yeah. When I was living in Japan, the only one Japanese sentence actually two sentences I could speak. One was ego hanasemasen ka? It means do you speak English? That was like one of the two sentences I knew how to speak. Usually, they were just like oh no English. And yeah, usually that's the case. To be
Yeah.
honest though, I don't know why. English, I'm sorry, Japanese is just very confusing to me. The thing is, and don't get me wrong, I am good at languages. When it comes to Spanish, when it comes to other languages, Italian, when it comes to Elvish, I am good at languages. I'm sorry, I'm good at languages. Heck, I even have the TXL license. I'm sorry, certificate. I have the permit to teach Chinese as well. But I don't know why. Japanese is just very confusing to me. It doesn't make sense. Like my brain doesn't compute Japanese. I don't know why. So yeah. So you know.
I think it's maybe the Japanese is like the Chinese. Our Chinese is, I don't know how to speak in English. We had a different word, very different word to make some word and language, right? And in the English, just the A B C D to pick a word. But the Japanese is between this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest though, because English is phonetic. So
Phonetic.
basically you just use sounds to spell out words.
Yeah.
But because in Japan, even though they have the phonetic system, they have a katakana. I would say katakana is the phonetic system. They use symbols to spell out sounds, but because they still use kanji in
Yeah.
Japanese, when it comes to kanji, you need to understand the characters, and yeah, it makes it confusing. And I know also, most kanjis in Japanese, depending on the context, meaning depending on how you use it. Different kanjis in Japanese, they carry different meaning. And so it gets, and also, I know the kanjis in Japanese, depending on the combination, maybe, this kanji character with another one makes this meaning, but
Yeah.
the same kanji character with a different character, it's exactly the same character, but
Yeah.
then it carries a different meaning. And to
Yeah.
me, it's very confusing
I
because
think it's
in
more
China,
like Chinese.
but I would say in Chinese, usually one character carries its own meaning.
Oh.
So a lot of the times, the characters in Chinese, they have their own meaning just by the one character itself. You
Yeah.
don't really need, just because you are combining one character in Chinese with a different one, it doesn't really, alternate. It doesn't really change the context or the meaning of the character, not too far, not too much. But, the kanjis in Japanese, they can be totally different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's very confusing to me. And I just don't like it. So, yeah.
In a funny way is my Japanese is better than English.
I remember
Yeah,
you say
yeah,
so. I remember you say so.
because
So
I
yeah.
am very nerve, so
Yeah, so well, good
I
on
watch
you.
anime whole day long, so I yeah.
Yeah, well, good on you. I mean, I watch a lot of anime as well, but my Japanese is so bad I cannot use it. So yeah. Anywho, I'm sorry, anything else, right?
Just I just you told South Korea, right?
Yes.
And
What do you want to add on?
I see in the 10 minutes ago in the first, I think is the North Korea want to
No.
fight to South Korea, but I see the paper and news. No,
No, it's not.
it's more like a party.
Yeah. Basically, yes. What did you
Or
find?
it's a different English. The government have a leader and a not leader
Very
team,
good.
right?
We call the not leader team, we call that the opposition. Opposition. So,
Opposition.
the opposite. The opposite.
Opposite. Oh, opposite.
Yeah. So, very good. So,
Yeah.
the opposition in South Korea, they are not passing the bills. They are not passing the budgeting. So, because you know how the democratic government runs, basically every year, and usually similarly in Taiwan as well, in the second session of the Congress, in South Korea, they have the parliament. In Taiwan, we have the Congress, the
Yeah.
legislative yuan. So it's the two different system. Now, 因为台湾呢比较是半总统制，so we don't have the parliament, we have the Congress, 所以我们是有自己像类似美国的国会，叫立法院。But because in America, in South Korea, they have the president, but they also have the, they also have the minister, the PM, the prime minister, 他们也有总理. So their government system is more parliamentary.
Yeah.
他们的系统比较是内阁制. So it's the opposition party, the other smaller party, not leading the government party. They are trying to, filibuster. In English, when we say filibuster, it means when the lawmakers or the parliament members, they cannot agree on one issue. They
Yeah.
try different tactics, they try different ways to stall, to stop the bill being passed. We call that filibustering. So yeah, if you want to, yeah, 这个字你想要背中文没有关系。基本上呢，运用呢意识形成去让意识没办法正常进行。Usually it's, yeah, it's very tactful. Sometimes you need to do that. 有的时候呢，它不见是坏事。This is part of the proceeding in Congress. We call this filibuster. We call this filibuster. 所以我们就会叫这个叫做 filibuster. And so because the opposition party the in the I'm sorry, the opposition party in South Korea, they were filibustering. So this is why their president Lee Ching-yuan just declared martial law about 2 hours ago. So yeah, and according to the latest news, there are helicopters, dun 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 in the sky. So yeah. And they are blocking all the events, all the activities in the parliament. 那现在国会里面所会议所有的活动都被禁止。So their military actually, enter the parliament already and suspending all the activities. 所以他们的军队已经入驻国会山庄，然后暂停国会的
Yeah.
所有运作了。So this is the latest news. I cannot wait. I mean, I think we'll finish the class late, but
Yeah.
I cannot wait to go back to the news. I really want to know what happens next. I need to know. I need to know.
You talk you very interesting like this.
I love politics.
Yeah, I in my free time I work time. I use my I don't know how to say this word. The item in my ear, it can play some music.
Radio.
A radio, yeah. I use
Oh.
radio to hear the public
News.
scene,
Okay,
and I
yeah.
interested in the legal of law
Well, there you
in
go.
Taiwan. Yeah,
There
so
you go.
I really like to hear the legal of law person to ask the government
Okay.
for something like the money or I don't know how to say this in English.
We call them lawmakers because they make laws. So they are lawmakers. So, for example, in Taiwan, our legislative yuan, our Congress, has in total of 113 lawmakers from three different parties, or four if you count Gao Ding Su Mei and Chen Cao Ming, because they don't have party affiliation. So, yeah.
Just these two, just the I know they interface in one is green, one is blue, so
Yep. I mean, that's traditionally that was the makeup. Starting this year, because we have eight lawmakers from TPP, Taiwan's People Party. So they kind of just, in a way, we don't have the majority in Congress. Oh, by the way, in American English, usually they call it Congress. 那我们通常呢会讲，就是立法的那个机构。In America, we call that the Congress, 国会。But in Taiwan, because like I said earlier, we have the semi-presidential system. It's a little bit different from the system we have comparing to a lot of democratic countries. So because of that, we have different naming as well. For example, for most democratic countries, free countries, they have the separation of power in three. one legislative, one executive, and one judicial. So one is about running the government, executive. 那大部分的民主制度的国家呢，都是 they have the separation of powers in three, 是三权分立的. So they have the separation, they separate the powers into three branches of the government. One is executive. Executive, it means we need to do this. So usually it will be led by the party of the president. 那通常行政呢，像在美国会是当选总统的那个部门 usually. So it will be the majority house leader, and you also have the legislative 立法的部门. So that will be the Senate. 在美国呢，他们有分 House and Senate. So yeah, they have House and Senate. And they have the last one called judicial, 跟法律相关的司法相关的，我们就叫它 judicial branch. So for most countries, they have the three branches,
But
but
we
in
have
Taiwan,
five.
we have five. So this is why we call it a yuan. So in Taiwan, we call it legislative yuan. So in Taiwan, we don't call it a branch, we call it a yuan. Yes. So we call it a legislative yuan, but it's, the equivalent of what they have as a Congress. 我们讲就是它的形式上就是有点是像他们的 Congress 其实就是我们的 legislative yuan. So it's the same equivalent. It's the same equivalent. 我们讲就是它是 they are kind of the same, like this and that. They are two different things, but they are on par. We call that the equivalent. So, legislative yuan is our equivalent of the Congress in America. So, yeah. And, to be honest though, oh, by the way, a lot of people in my family work in politics. So,
Really? In Taiwan or
in Taiwan, yes.
oh my.
So I love politics very, very much.
Interesting.
Yeah, so anywho, maybe you know what? I think we can save the topic for next time because I think T is falling asleep. So I'm sorry, T.
I always told my girlfriends for this scene is just okay, I want to sleep.
Yeah.
That's
Maybe
okay.
how about T? Can I ask you? Do you like politics or like I don't care for it, or I'm too busy. I love it, but I don't have time. What do you think? Do you like politics?
Don't have time.
You don't have time. It's okay. I understand that. To be honest, though, I have a lot of friends who are very, they care about the things around them. They care about the country, but they are married, they have kids, they just don't have the time to dabble. So I kind of understand that. This is why, once in a while, when I meet up with my friends, I will, gather all of them together. And because I have a lot of free time, I spend hours on end. I spend 5, 6 hours plus every day consuming political news. No joke. I have a lot of free time. On average, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but on average, I only work about 2 hours a day. 其实我现在有点想, I'm kind of semi-retired. 我有点小半退休, 所以我其实一天只工作2小时, I only work about 2 hours a day. So I have a lot of free time to catch political news. 所以我其实整天呢都在研究政治, I consume. When we say consume, it means to take in, to eat. So I consume a lot of political news every single day. The ones we have in Taiwan, the ones we have in America, the ones we have around the world. To be honest, though, I also spend a lot of time paying attention to the politics in America just because, whatever decision-making they have, it affects what we do in Taiwan as well. So yeah, 我自己很喜欢，我其实非常爱看台湾的、美国的，because whatever things they do in America, it will affect us in Taiwan. So yeah, so this is why Again, I will gather once in a while. I will gather a lot of my friends, and then I will kind of give them the summarization, the quick pick you up about all the political news, the current affairs that's happening. 因为像我刚才讲，身边很多朋友, most of my friends, they have kids, they are married, they have a full-time job. 正职结婚有小孩, they care about the country, they care about news, but they don't have the time. 所以我很常跟我朋友约出去的时候，反正我时间很多，我就会, kind of give them an update of what's happening. So yeah, anywho, it will be fun. I would say it's all for the fun. It's all for the fun. So yeah. Now I'm sorry, Ray T. I think we do need to get into the topic here. But today's topic is very easy peasy Japanese easy. Not Japanese easy. Funny thing. I always say easy peasy, very breezy. This is a saying we have. In English, when we want to say something is very easy, we say easy peasy. We say easy peasy, easy peasy. It means very easy. Now, I don't know if you guys know a TV show called The Boys. The Boys are simply one of my favorite shows. Anywho, one of the characters, Butcher, 我虽然很喜欢这部影集, but it's not the point. One of the characters in the show called Butcher, one time in the show, I think it was 5 years ago, one time he say easy peasy, Japanese easy. Yeah, Japanese easy. So one time he said that. Yeah, one time he said that, and then I cannot stop using it. So yeah. 那我其实我自己一直很久之前我都只习惯讲哦, it's simple, it's easy, it's easy peasy. 其实只要讲 easy peasy 就好了, you just need to say easy peasy. But because of Butcher, one of the characters on the show, 我就好几年前有一次听到他讲 easy peasy Japanese easy. It's so catchy, it rolls off the tongue, it rolls off, 就讲得很顺, 所以我就很喜欢讲, it's very easy peasy Japanese easy. So yeah, but the thing is, to me, I don't think Japanese is easy. I don't think it's easy. So yeah. Anywho, so for the topic here, again, it's very easy peasy Japanese easy. For the first part, it's talking about different devices we found in the office. For example, like a copier, a fax machine, a shredder. Now, unless you guys have any questions, otherwise they are just nouns. They are just different vocabs. I don't think I want to dabble. So there are a lot of, the machines you can find in the office. If you want to, you can do the practice here. Find out or ask me. If you don't know what a printer is, if you don't know what a shredder is, feel free to ask. But the practice is on the page here. So today we are going to practice or learn something called imperative. Basically, the idea is because you are. Here. Because you are telling the person to do the verb, to perform the verb. So you omit the subject, you take out the subject, and start the sentence with a verb. That's the idea. 那其实这个主题很简单，我相信 T-Ray, you guys have learned that. I'm sorry, you guys have learned it. 一个叫 imperatives 的文法. 你不需要知道英文. 中文叫祈使句. 你也不需要背. Basically, the idea is, 因为你在告诉对方去执行那个动作, you're telling the person to perform the action, to do the verb. 那因为这样呢，我们就可以直接把主词省略掉. So you take out, you omit the subject, and start sentence with the verb. 所以像我说走开，因为我在告诉对方去做走开的动作. So instead of saying you go away, you can just say go away if you want to. Now the thing is, since we don't have the subject, all you need to do, start the sentence with the verb and don't conjugate, don't change it. 少了一个，那既然没有了主词，你动词就不需要有任何变化了。哦，我们平常有主词，知道 I go, Amy goes, I don't go, Amy doesn't go。With verb, I'm sorry, with subject, we know how to conjugate。有主词，我们知道动词要跟着变，加 s，用 I don't，用 Amy doesn't，把现在主词都拿掉。 动词就不要有变化。So base verb 用原形动词就好了。Now Ray and T, are you guys okay with imperatives? What do you think?
Okay.
Okay, Ray's good. T, what do you think?
It's okay.
It's okay. Cool. Well, in any cases, I think for today, I don't want to talk about any words. Ray T, you have the whole class material to you. Excuse me. You have the whole class material to yourself. So please try to go through the pages and do the practice if you can. So we do have a lot of the verbs here, including, a lot of them, they are actually very repetitive. 这份教材提供了一些动词，其实很多是重复的。等一下，同学们，if you want to use them, you're very welcome to use them. If you don't want to, you don't need to. Well, excuse me. But just, a little heads up. Your job today is to tell us how to do one thing. But as far as it goes, it's up to you. It's your choosing what you want to tell us. 那只是这份教材里面的内文，大部分都跟怎么，譬如 how to photocopy，譬如你想要印份文件啊，跟 how to operate devices machineries in the office 有关啊，譬如啊，印表机呀，传真机呀，办公室这些机器有关。But it's up to you. You can tell us anything, one thing of how to do it. So there you go. 那反正基本上呢，你想要介绍任何怎么做的一件事，you can apply I'm sorry, you can apply imperatives，基本上都可以用这个文法。譬如怎么下载一个 app，how to download an app on your iPhone, on your Android phone, for example. Basically, because you are telling the person how to do it, it's the same idea. Same thing with, how to make a dish, how to make Kung Pao chicken if you know how. Same thing. 包括如果你想要介绍怎么做菜，怎么组装 IKEA 的家具，because you are telling the other party how to do something. Imperatives. So it's up to you. Now we do have some of the verbs, including turn on, turn off. It means to give power to an electrical device, to like a electronic device. So we have turn on and turn off. Feel free to ask any questions you have, including place. Number two, place, it means to put it down. I'm sure you guys know open and close. Usually when we say open something or close something, we are talking about physically. Physically speaking, you really open up something, you really close something. But turn on, turn off, it means to give it power or to take away the power. So, for example, you turn on the TV, you don't open the TV because if you open the TV, you are breaking it apart. But you open the window because it's a thing you can really open up. So, there you go. Now, choose. I'm sure you guys are okay. It means to select, to point one, to you have many different choices. Get the one you want is to choose, including press to push the button. We say to press the button, press or push. Either way, I always say they are the same diff. Now, again, we are having a lot of verbs here, including, connect, press again, enter, keep away. A lot of them, turn on, turn off, record the audio, place, put down. A lot of the verbs. Again, if you have any questions about the verbs here, please ask. Otherwise, I'm just giving you guys all the answers. Because once again, this class material is very outdated, meaning the pages, the information we have here, it's very old. So you still see, devices where we don't use anymore. Like, who still uses answering machine? Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody uses it, including, fax machine. God, I cannot remember the last time I saw a real fax machine. So again, if you want to do the practice, feel free to do so. Otherwise, you don't need to if you don't want to. 那这份教材因为真的很旧啊，这种什么打录机啊，什么传真机啊，they are very outdated technology. 就是你知道都是没有人在用的东西了。So we are not doing the practice. So there you go. Again, so all the verbs here, all the verbs here. 那就像我讲，这份教材提供的动词都跟怎么用办公室的一些机器仪器相关。But you are free to tell us anything you want. But you need to tell us how to do one thing. That's your job for today's class. Now, rate T. Again, if you have any questions about the topic, ask. Or this is what we are doing. 那因为今天的主题不算难，所以我们其实时间没有说留很多。可是呀，it should be simple. So here we go.
Hey.
Ray, are you ready? Or
I'm ready.
okay, cool. Thank you. Go.
I just told a last week I made a omelette
Omelette.
and pork curry
Okay,
rice.
porridge. Porridge. You mean like water, rice in water?
No. The curry rice.
Okay.
Curry.
Curry, curry,
Curry.
curry.
Yeah,
Okay,
curry.
yeah. So you made a you know, let's say, you know, pork omelet with curry.
Yeah.
So you made pork omelet with curry.
Yeah, like this.
Okay, cool.
And in the first, we need to cook rice.
Yeah. No,
And
wait, just first cook
yeah,
rice.
cook rice. Yeah,
V.
in the first, because you need to
It takes more
it
time, I
take most
guess.
time for 25 minutes.
Okay, cool.
And the next time, unless you
No,
wash,
you, just the verb, just the verb, just the verb. Wash, no wash.
washing pork.
Wash or washing or just wash.
Wash pork.
Very good.
Oh, wash
Okay,
pork.
very good. What do you mean wash? You mean with water?
With water.
Okay, cool. How about can you say rinse?
Rinse.
Rinse, rinse.
Rinse.
Rinse, it means to wash with just water.
Oh,
So we call
rinse.
it rinse.
Rinse.
Rinse. Rinse. So rinse the pork.
Rinse the pork.
Okay, cool.
And you need to put some oil, vinegar, sugar,
I guess it would be rice wine or what kind of wine? Rice wine.
rice wine,
Okay, cool. Rice wine.
into a bowl
Very good. Okay, into the
with
bowl.
pork.
Okay. Yep. With a pork. With a pork. Good.
With pork,
So you want to pour some rice wine, vinegar, into the bowl with the pork
and the sugar.
and some sugar. Cool.
Yeah, ice sugar. And no, not end.
Next.
Cut potato and rubber. Yeah, it's not it's
I'm sorry, you said what?
the red
Potatoes?
potato.
Okay, very good. It's called
Oh,
carrots.
carrot. Yes, right. Carrot, yeah,
Okay, yep.
and onion,
Onions, okay.
yeah. Boil hot water.
Okay, yeah. You can say boil how much water? Maybe boil some water. Boil
Boil
500 milliliters of water or
1 kilo.
1 liter,
Oh,
1 liter.
1 liter oil. About 1 liter water.
Very
Oil
good.
water.
Very good. Because boil, it already means to cook the hot water. It already means to cook hot water. So yeah, boil. Cool.
And put vegetable in it.
Okay, yeah.
No. Mistake. Put the pork. No, pork. I lost one step. I lost one
Okay,
step.
you
Yeah, one
missed
mistake.
one step.
Heat pan.
Okay, very good. Heat up the
Yeah, heat
pan.
up pork and vegetable.
Okay. And maybe I guess you want to use some oil and you want to fry. Okay, let's say heat up the pan and
Yeah, the pan.
fry the I'm sorry, and fry the pork
And fry the pork and
with
with vegetable.
vegetables. Okay, cool. And I guess the frying style would be how we do the Chinese dishes. Okay, because in English, fry it means to cook with oil. So in
The fried chicken.
English, yeah. So fry it means to cook with oil. But if you want to fry the whole thing, we call that deep fry. So
Oh,
deep fry
deep
is
fry.
to fry the whole thing. And then you have pan fry. Pan fry is kind of like you use like a flat pan to fry it. Or the Chinese style cooking, usually with a wok, we call that stir fry. So stir fry is the more Chinese style, the Asian style.
It's better than pen.
Okay, cool. So I guess you want to stir fry the
Stir
pork.
fry. Yeah, I use stir fry.
Okay, yeah. So stir fry.
Stir fry.
Okay.
And no and put in boil water, half
Okay,
boil,
yeah.
use pan to put what is this, the egg and
Okay, yeah.
butter.
So you want to fry, maybe we can say, yeah, a pan fry or fry 3 eggs with butter. Okay,
Butter
cool.
and to make omelette.
Okay. I guess you also want scrambled egg. Scramble, it means to mix together.
No.
So not scrambled.
Not scramble. The
Okay.
omu egg. They are different.
Okay.
I don't want to mix
I,
them.
okay. Ooh, I'm not saying, scramble eggs. I'm saying like before you put the eggs into the pan, you want to scramble the yolk and the white together.
You are right.
So you want to scramble the white and the yolk together first before you put it into the pan and fry it. So okay, yeah, that's the scramble I'm talking
Oh, I know, I know.
about. Okay, cool.
Deep fry some chip.
Okay, sure.
Yeah,
Sure. Chips, like
chips.
what chips are we talking about?
The French fry.
Okay, yeah. Yep. Cool.
Adding curry in water
Okay, yeah. Add
and
curry in water.
boil to the water, not to soft.
What do you mean until the water is not
Not too
soft?
much water.
So, how much water did we have or do we have to begin with?
Begin is 1 liter,
Okay, yeah.
and I want is to boil to
Almost.
500.
Oh, okay. So, okay, cool. So, not like when the water is almost gone. No. You don't want that.
The half
Okay,
water.
cool. Okay, yeah. You know what? You know what? Let's say, boil the carrots till it's halfway evaporated. 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 Rated. So evaporate, it means when the water becomes air. So can you say, boiled it, well you say boil the carrots
Boil carrot.
till it's halfway evaporate. Evaporated.
Halfway to evaporate.
Evaporated.
Perfect
There you go. There you
to
go.
make sauce or curry
Okay,
sauce.
cool. You know what? Give me one very quick second. So boil the carrots till they are, oh, I'm sorry, the water. So till the water, it is halfway evaporated. Evaporated. Very good. Usually we would say evaporated.
Evaporated.
Very good. There you go.
Okay.
It's actually evaporate,
Evaporated.
but usually we say evaporate.
Evaporated.
Very
Okay.
good. And evaporated. Excuse me.
And not nine. Put rice into bowl. Put curry in a bowl. Put the French fry in the bowl and put the egg on top
Okay,
and finish.
cool. I guess the reason you put them in the bowl because you want to maybe flip them onto a dish, a plate, maybe.
Put a bowl is
What you eat
I can
with.
eat.
Okay, cool. Now, because I know a lot of Japanese people, what they do, they put the rice into a bowl and then, make sure it's like, dense. And then they will flip it onto a plate. So the rice is like a bowl shape on the plate. You don't do that. You don't do that.
I do this sometimes, but it until I the oil too hot and it hurt my head.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
So you
and
don't
next
do it anymore.
time I don't do this
Well, there you
because
go.
it really hurt
Yeah.
for 1 month.
And to be honest though, I would say it's one more step for just looking beautiful. It doesn't do anything. And that's one more bowl you need to wash for nothing. So yeah, if you don't do it, you don't do it. It saves time. So.
But today I cook the egg on the rice.
Sure.
The
So.
rice into the egg. I make this for my dinner today. I
Okay.
use this skill.
But I guess you just make fried rice because that sounds like fried rice to me.
No. The egg.
Yep.
The rice in the egg. Not the fried rice.
Okay. So today you made rice wrapped in eggs. I don't know how to call it like this one.
That's right.
Okay,
I
yeah.
make this.
Okay, I think the Japanese word is omuri. Omurai. Oh, that's
Omurai.
genius. It's omelet rice, so omurice. Oh,
Omurai,
that's genius. Oh, there you go.
I in the beginning I told is this omelai.
Okay, omurice. There you go. Because, well, it's a Japanese word, I guess. Yeah. So, yeah. So basically, it's omelet and rice, eggs and rice. So, they have the new compound word called omurice. So there you
So
go.
I in the first I say I make the omelet egg and rice
Well, thank you
omelette.
for that. Thank you. Well,
I
so
do
there
this.
you
I
go.
do this.
There you go. Well, thank you very much. And very
Like the picture,
number
in
one.
the less, two have two.
What do you mean? Okay, first row or the second row?
A second row and the second
Picture.
picture.
Okay, can you say the second picture on the, I'm sorry. Say the second picture from the left in the second row. The second picture from the left in the second row.
The second picture on the left,
From the left
from the left,
in the second row.
in the second row.
There you go. So we will call that the number two picture. So we say the second picture.
Oh, the second picture.
Which one? From where? From the left.
Oh, from the left,
In the second row.
in the second row.
There you go. So yeah, we'll give him 1 second. Excuse me. So yeah, so if you want to talk about this picture, we will call it, the second picture from the left in the second row. So cool. Thank you. Thank you for that. It looks like it takes a lot of work. Yeah, usually I don't make something so complicated at home by myself, so but good on you. I would say good on
Actually,
you.
it's made for 20 minutes.
My cooking, I can finish my cooking in less than 10 minutes. So, see,
Okay.
my cooking is not as delicious, but I save myself 10 more minutes every day comparing to you. So,
Yeah.
anywho, thank you for your sharing.
Okay.
Right,
Thank
thank
you.
you. Now, I'm sorry, T, so what do you have?
I want to introduce a machine.
Okay.
Recently, I love use it.
Love.
It's a air fryer.
Good to know, air fryer. Yeah, and you want to tell us
And
how to operate, how to use it. You want
yeah,
to tell us, okay, yeah, tell us how to
and
use it.
how to use it. And first, set up the air fryer. And second, the preheat the air fryer.
Very good.
Yeah, and third, prepare the ingredient. And you no need to defrost your ingredients.
Very good.
Like you can,
Just say, no need to defrost.
you need
No
to,
need.
but you no need
No you.
to.
No need. No you. No need. No
No,
need. Just no need
no need.
to defrost.
Okay, no need to defrost
Very good.
the chick your ingredients like chicken.
It's okay. Just
And
like
just
no
put
need.
it on the. No need.
Just because we have the context, we know what you're talking about. So to make it easy, just no need to defrost. End. The end of the sentence. That's it. So no need. And I'm sorry, keep going, keep going. Sorry, keep going.
Just put it on the baking paper,
Okay, yep.
with a few spray of oil,
Good.
and lot and place it in the preheat air fryer.
And I guess by it, you mean everything, like, all the ingredients and everything. So place everything. So place everything
Place everything
into.
into the basic.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Into the. If you want to, you can just say into the fryer. Or maybe we can say the, Yeah, actually, I have no idea how to call that part of the fryer. But yeah, the base. Well, you know what? I think we just call it a fryer. It's okay. So place everything into the fryer. Of course.
Place everything into the fire.
Yeah. And
And set cooking time and the temperature.
temperature. Or
And the temperature.
okay, cool. And I guess just wait.
And then start the cooking. Yeah, just wait.
Yeah, just wait.
And maybe you need to shake or fan mian, change the side and the other
Very good.
sides.
Very good. Here, when we say change the side, we call that flip. Flip.
Right.
Flip. Yeah. So
Flip.
to
Oh, and
change the
then
side.
flip the foot.
Very good. So yeah, flip them, flip the food. We say to change side, we say to flip. To flip. So yeah. Good. And
And check for the check the don't it's If the food
Oh, okay,
don't
yeah.
miss.
I would say most air fryers, they have like a small window so you can see the inside, know how's the cooking going, how the cooking going, usually. Okay, the thing is, I think T, your connection is bad today. I can tell, you are lagging a lot. 那 T 你今天应该，我猜你网络现在应该很迟缓。那 I can kind of tell. So,
对，
yeah,
因为现在有比较好一点。
it's okay. Keep going. Keep going.
And check the doneness.
Doneness,
The
what
your
is?
food is done, and just
You know what? That's a
is
be on the lookout. Be on the
oh,
lookout.
we
Be
on
on
the
the
lookout.
lookout. And check. Maybe how often? Check every 5 minutes or something. How
Oh,
often do you want to
be on
check
the
it?
checkout and
Be on the lookout and check.
check
Maybe.
with five minutes
Sure, every 5 minutes to
every 5 minutes.
see if it's done. Sure. Or I would say, like I said, as far as I know, most air fryers, they have like a small window you can peek into. So usually what you do, just when you are in the kitchen, look into the window of the fryer to see if the food is done. Usually that's the case. 我没记错，大部分不管是哪个厂牌的，大部分的 air fryer 都有一个小小的 window you can look into it. So yeah, so that's how you can tell if it's done or not.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, anything
And
else, T? Yes? Yeah.
finally, the put up, you can take out the food. It's finished. You
Okay,
can take
yeah.
out the food.
You know what? You know what, T? That's say, can you say, voila? Say, voila.
Voila.
There you go. So voila, it just means like dun dun, jiang jiang, it's done. That's it. So in English, when we want to show people, see, it's done, jiang jiang, then in English, it's actually a French word. It's a long word, but we say voila. 那它是一个法文借来的单词，but in English, it just mean it's done. Look at that. So there you go. So we say voila, voila. So there you go.
Voila.
Yeah, that's how we say it. Because, in English, we don't really have the OI combination. We do, but a lot of them, they are not English. 英文有 OI 这个组合的单字呢，非常少见。基本上你会看到 OI 呢，绝大部分会是外文，it's a long word，它是从其他语言借来的。Now OI combination on the other hand is super common in French. And if you guys know, if you guys know your linguistic, a lot of the words in English, they are actually from French. 其实英文里面有很多的单字，看什么时候创的，很多的单字是从法文来的。所以，通常如果你有看到 OI 这种的组合，by chances it's probably not English，很大几率呢，它不会是英文，那就可能是法文。But in French，OI it's pronounced as wa。可是，如果在法文里面呢，你看到 OI 的话呢，它的发音会是哇的音，而它会是哇的发音。So yeah, so that's why we say voila, voila. Same thing with this one. 像我们讲可颂面包，again, this is not English. 只是你看到 OI 这种组合，很大部分就不会是英文。So we call it croissant. So yeah, same thing with we. 像法文里面他们讲 yes, we. On we, it means yes. 它也是发瓦的音。So there you go. Just FYI. So, in English, if you want to tell people "zhang zhang," that's done. If that's what you want to say, we can say "voila." No, thank you very much, T. I think, I will cut you short there just because, yeah, I think you are still having, somewhat bad connection tonight. So, yeah, 虽然有比较好，可是还是有点迟缓. So, thank you for your sharing, though. Now, anywho, for today's class, once again, topic imperatives. Easy peasy, Japanese easy. So, Ray T, make sure you try to go through the pages and do further practice if you do have the time. Make sure you do that. And I'm sorry, someone just messaged me. I was like picking on my phone. I think the martial law just got lifted. The martial law just got lifted. So, yeah. So, yeah. It's a joke then. So, yeah. Anywho, because my friends, we are all talking about this. Like, most of my friends, we are super into politics. So I was like, my friend just messaged me like 4 minutes ago saying it's a joke. It just got lifted. So yeah. Anywho, I'm gonna get going and catch on my news. So rate T, practice, and if you do have any questions, write them down. Bring them to class next time we see each other. But for now, good night and thank you guys very much. Thank you
Good
guys.
night.
Have a good night. Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.